Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening, wherever you are. This is Reverend Essie of New Birth Ministries, and I'm glad that you're listening today. I pray that your day is blessed, and if it doesn't seem to be going that way, bless it yourself, because God lives in you. You are the new ark. He gave you his power, so use it. Amen. There's nothing like getting God's word in the morning before our days start. Hallelujah. So grab your drink and your snack, a tablet and a pen, and listen to what the Lord has to say about this subject entitled Stop Being Dissed by the Devil. Amen. Hallelujah. This is something that we all need to learn. Stop being dissed by the devil. Amen. Amen. I'll pray us in. Father God, thank you for a beautiful new day. Thank you for helping us at times that we need help. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing. Jesus said that by his stripes we are healed, and we're going to say that. We're going to claim it each and every day if need be. Hallelujah. We were healed, are healed, and will always be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for being our Father and loving us and taking care of our families and our households, our ministries, our jobs, and just looking down upon us and just loving us with the loving heart that you have, and holding those, comforting those that are mourning, comforting those that have lost loved ones, comforting those who feel lonely. And we're glad that you're there for us. We believe in the creator of all things, the king of all kings, and the lord of all lords, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, and we thank you for everything that you did for us. Cause each and every person on this who is listening to this right now, the sound of my voice, cause each and every person's voice to bring somebody to the foot of the cross by the words that they use, the study that they've done in your word, Lord, no matter how great or how little. Cause us all to bring people to Jesus, not to us. Amen. We didn't save anybody but to Jesus. And bless each and every household that is represented on here today and whenever they come back to listen later. I thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, use me. Thank you for the ministry you've given me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right. Well, I'm going to get started. Okay. I want to make sure I didn't have any feedback. All right. Now, stop being dissed by the devil, y'all. All right. I think we all need to hear this, and I hope people come on later and listen to this. So pray for me as I deliver God's word. Let's start out with 1 Peter 5:8. For those people who want to read along with me, let me bring this up. 1 Peter 5:8. Hallelujah. And it says, hold on. Let me see. I can bring it up on my e-sword. All right. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, I know a lot of you probably heard that before, especially Christians. We know we've heard that before, and I want those that might not know to understand exactly what that means. As a roaring lion. Amen. Hallelujah. Seeking whom he may devour. Now, before I get started with that, I want to do this. Let's talk about what the word D-I-S is. Diss. You've heard it before. Don't diss me. Or somebody dissed me the other day. You know, that means to do the opposite. To deprive of, to disrespect, criticize, or disapprove, to be rude to someone. The god of the underworld in Roman mythology. That's what diss is. The god of the underworld. And get this. And ironically enough, it is the New York Stock Exchange letters for Disney. Amen. The devil is not a myth, folks. He is real. And he doesn't have a red tail and a pitchfork. The good news is he's defeated. No matter how he tries to come into your life or what he tries to do to you, he is defeated. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And you will see that in 1 John 3:8. He said he came to destroy the works of the devil. Let me see, 1 John 3:8. I want to read that. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came, to destroy everything that the devil did to try to hurt God's people, to hurt us. Amen? Many believers have been deceived by the religious crowd in the interpretation of 1 Peter 5:8. Amen? We're talking about he goes around as a roaring lion. Why? Notice that the adversary walks as a roaring lion. It doesn't say that he is a roaring lion. Okay? He's a pretender, an actor. Amen? He deceives us into thinking that he's ferocious, a lion who is ready to devour us. He acts like he's better than us. And we know, well, we should know, that he's not. You know, a lot of people need to stop watching TV because TV puts fear into you. TV gives him power to instill fear into us. The spooky movies, Linda Blair, all those movies that we used to watch way back in, what, the 70s or whatever. And then it's gotten worse as days go by. The movies nowadays are definitely spiritual, definitely. And people watch this when you intake too much of something that is not good for you. Fear will become a part of your life, and the devil uses that. It's an open door for him to ruin you. Amen? A real-life, close-up, up-close lion brings fear. That's Satan's primary weapon, the spirit of fear. And we know what 2 Timothy 1:7 says, the Bible says, and say, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Okay, power. You get power. You're powerful whenever you don't fear. God has given you his power. When you have his power, you shouldn't fear anything. Amen? And then love. Love. You will love people. You will love your fellow man. Amen. And a sound mind. You'll be in a right mind. Everybody wants to know what's normal, what is right. Having a sound mind, loving, and having the power of God is what is right. Jesus stripped the enemy of his power over us when he went into the depths of the earth and triumphed over Satan openly, the Bible says. The Bible says that he made a show of him openly for all to see, even his own minions. They saw it too. Now they know that they're on the losing side. So here you have a devil who's mad because he turned his back on God and God kicked him out of heaven, and now he's ugly and he doesn't have the tabrets and the pipes and the harp inside of him that he used to have. The praise and worship leader became the garbage man. Amen. And he's mad at you because you love Jesus and Jesus has given you his grace and his favor and his mercy. And now he's got all these, one third of the angels used to be angels in heaven. Okay, now they're mad at you. So we need Jesus. We need the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's a lot of entities to have mad at us. Amen. Hallelujah. And let us go back to the verse a moment. It says that the enemy seeks whom he may devour. May. Those two words, think about as and may. He walks around as a roaring lion and seeking whom he may devour. Do you remember years ago the game we used to play, some of us, Mother May I? You couldn't move until you said Mother May I? Amen? Okay, think of that. Seeking whom he may devour. He has permission to devour you, just like Job. You read the book of Job, he had to ask. God had to give him permission, okay, because God knew Job wasn't going to give up. God bragged on Job, and he's doing the same thing to you. He's bragging on you. If God bragged about a character in the Old Testament, don't you think he's going to brag on you? Amen. Hallelujah. If you feel lately as though you've been or are being devoured, it's because he has your permission. A lot of people don't want to admit that, but it's true. You've given Satan an open door to come in and mess with you. And this happens to a lot of people who like to walk the fence. They like to walk the fence. They want to be on both sides. Okay, there's no demilitarized zone. Either you're on God's side or you're on a devil's side. Amen. Amen. It could be disobedience. You could be living a life of disobedience, secret sins. You could be too fleshly, more concerned about your flesh than you are of your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so proud of my children. As they got older, my kids started to see things happen, experience things in their lives, and they're like, Now they're more concerned about their spirit than they are of their flesh. And I pray that that happens to all of you mothers and fathers out there listening to this right now. Hallelujah. No secret sins. No disobedience. When you do that, you're giving Satan permission to do whatever he wants over you and your household. Jesus gave us the authority to cast him out. Amen. To cast him out and away from us in his name, and he gave us permission to bind the devil. So listen, every day, put your foot down and say, stop in the name of Jesus. No, you're not welcome here today or ever. And guess what? He'll run like a dog with his tail between his legs. Only your fear can bring him back. Amen. John 10:10 says, the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Jesus, God is an abundant God. You'll want for nothing. God is an abundant God. Amen. When you ask him for a cup of sugar, he gives you 2.5 cups. Amen. So you can share it with somebody else. Amen. Yes, the enemy tries to steal our finances. He tries to steal our marriages, our health, courage, joy, and peace. But most of all, what does he really want to steal? And don't you give it to him either. Your faith. Amen. The parable of the sower tells us more about this, about seeds being planted, about our faith. Amen. The parable of the sower tells us about the seeds that were thrown on different types of soil. Some grew, some didn't. They did. Where's your faith? The thief came along, amen, and as Bob Marley said in one of his songs, amen, he said, kill it before it grows. And that's exactly what the devil does. He wants to kill every single seed that was planted in you, in your mind, and in your heart. He wants to kill that seed before it grows. We have to watch our ingestion. We have to watch what we take in. We have to watch what we watch. We have to watch what we listen to. Be careful of what you hear. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 13, 3 to 9. Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. See, there's different things. When you hear the word of God, even when you get off of here today or you listen to somebody else later or whatever, however you do it, I listen to people all day long every day, okay, as much as I can, put it that way. And when you hear the word of God, don't allow anything to steal it away from you. Amen. Allow those seeds to grow. Amen. And Matthew 13, 19 says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, now this is another condition we have to watch out for. If you're listening to the word of God and you don't understand the hither, thither, thuses, and thous, amen, that's not going to help you. It says the enemy will catch away that which was sown in his heart. This is he that received seed by the wayside. Like when you go home. Okay, somebody asks you, they say, what did the preacher preach about? And you say, okay, so you know you went to church and you might even did communion, okay, and you listened to praise and worship, the choir or whatever, and but then the preacher, somebody says, what did the preacher preach about? And you're like, I don't know, some kind of, I don't know, I can't remember. You've been dissed. Something happened between the time you heard the word and the time you got home. The devil stole it from you. Your flesh took over, and your spirit man didn't get a chance to hold on to what was preached. Amen? Amen. It is imperative that preachers in this late day make the gospel simple and plain so that people can understand it. Amen. I don't care how much college knowledge you have. If people don't understand you, you're of no use to the kingdom. Okay, I've seen preachers before try to use the biggest words that they could and walk around and act like they're the professor's favorite pupil, and nobody understood what they were preaching about. All right? Let's not be like the scribes and the Pharisees and shaft the people with big words and so forth. Amen? They had knowledge, okay, but they didn't know knowledge. There's a difference. The Bible school that I went to, they used to talk about how, yeah, they're the kind of people where they walk around with no shoes on and they make their own communion bread. Amen? Amen. You know, and they don't use big words. They used to say, we're countryfied folks, but we get the word out. And that's how I am. I'm countryfied, but I get the word out. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 16:18 says, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And they know it. 2 Corinthians 1:12 says, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you ward. See, the word of God is to be basic and to be plain. Even Paul called himself the least of the apostles. Amen. And Ephesians 3:8 tells us, he was highly intelligent, and he was also street and book smart. Amen. He was feared all over the land. He killed Christians. He put Christians in prison. Mothers, he didn't care. He hated Christians. But he was a very, very intelligent people. Some people say he was a lawyer. He was very intelligent. And what he did was, see, God stopped him on that road to Damascus and blinded him and was like, what are you doing to my people? And Paul took personal, words, personal teachings from Jesus himself. He went away for 3 years on his own. He went to a quiet place and listened to God and learned firsthand from God. And he turned around and ended up saving souls. God will use the knowledge that you have for his kingdom. He gave it. He's going to use it. Amen. Amen. And Paul said he was the least of the apostles. Does anybody remember the days back when, I hope I'm not dating myself here, but you remember years ago whenever them old-time preachers, they used to preach fiery sermons and could barely read the Bible. Anybody remember that? Amen? Those people, they preached on fire. They were on fire for the Lord. They loved the Lord. You can feel them. You can feel the fire, the anointing within them, and could barely read the Bible. And they, to this day, some of them still put the S on Revelation. Amen. But they've got the word out. Amen. Hallelujah. See, it's not about how much you know. And you know, all good kingdom workers don't have to have a bachelor's or a doctorate. Be careful of that. Everybody that has a bachelor's in this or a doctorate in that didn't necessarily deserve, they didn't work for that. And the reason I say that is because I've been offered so many times, $500 will give you a doctorate. And now, see, look, okay, that goes to show everybody that got a doctorate before their name didn't work hard for that doctorate. I could have paid money throughout the years to be Dr. Essie, Dr. Reverend Pastor Essie. Amen, amen. Pastor of nothing, right? Amen, hallelujah, doctor of nothing. But there are people who do that because they enjoy that title. The title means something to them. Has Satan stolen from you? Has he dissed you? And what I mean by that, has he gotten you discouraged? Has he gotten you disappointed, disillusioned, disaffiliated, and get this one, disarmed? And we know what the Bible tells us about being armed. Put on a whole armor of God. Are you disarmed in disbelief, despair? Do you see where I'm going with this? Amen, amen, hallelujah. Dissatisfied, discombobulated. First, you must realize what level you're on. Get in your own lane, as they say. Get in your own lane, hallelujah. Know why God put you here, what he wants you to do, amen. Know that you know that you know that you are a child of God, and nothing by any means is going to hurt you or try to sway you from your path, amen. Know your lane. To get to a certain location, you plan your route accordingly. If you were planning a trip up north from here, certainly you wouldn't head south, right? Know your role and know your location. Know where you are supposed to be. Just like God told Elijah when he was hiding in the cave. God told him, he said, why are you here? Right? That wasn't his location. He wasn't supposed to be running and hiding and getting depressed over Jezebel. The prodigal son had gotten himself into a mess. You remember the story about the prodigal son? He had been dissed by the devil. He listened to go out and do your own thing. You can get those women, pay for those women, and get drinks and get drunk and have a good time and just party for the rest of your life. And look how it turned out. Amen. He was in a mess. He set his course, though. In Luke 15:18, he set his course, and he arrived at a desired destination and was completely restored to his family. Once you get on the right path, once you get on the right path, you will see restoration. You want restoration? Get on the right path in your life. Amen. He was completely restored to his family, and a great celebration followed. Amen. He went home to his father and admitted his sin. This is what we all have to do as human beings. Go home to the Father and admit your sin. No man is without sin. And the Bible says if anybody says he has not sinned, the Bible calls him a liar. He's a liar. Amen? Now here's the enemy's plan. His disses. Okay? One, disbelief. To hold not to be true or real. The Garden of Eden, when the enemy told Eve, hath God said? Or when he told Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. The plan of the enemy is to get you to doubt the word of God. If he can get you to doubt, steal your belief, he got you. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus was more than just a carpenter. He was God in the flesh and now has given us the Spirit. Amen? Secondly, discord. A lack of agreement or harmony, a clash between someone or something in a difference of opinion, nature, or interest. Proverbs 6:14 says, frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief, continually sowing discord. A false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. Amen. Ever have somebody treat you in a way, in a bad way, just because of something that someone said about you? Oh, I felt that. Hallelujah, amen. Some folks out there have been going through this. Somebody treating you bad because of something that they heard. I don't fault the teller as much as I do the believer of the lies. God is not what? The author of, thank you, confusion. Amen? That's not God. Three, disappointed. To fail to come up to the expectation or hope. How many times have we been disappointed by someone or something? It's simple. Don't put anything or anybody before God, and you won't get disappointed. Amen? You'll get disappointed every time you put somebody ahead of God. Always look to the author and the finisher of your faith instead of man. Man is going to let you down. Amen? You can bet the farm on that one. Take that one to the bank. Man will always let you down. Thank God Jesus will never let us down. The Bible tells us, who is man that thou art mindful of him? Why would you even pay attention? You know, man's not the creator. Man didn't come down and die on a cross and raise up 3 days later, shed his blood and everything and raise up 3 days later, getting victory over sin, hell, and death, and the devil for other people. Amen? Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Number four, discouragement. to deprive of courage or confidence. Discouragement. How many times have we set out to accomplish a task and things didn't go exactly as well as you may have liked it to? Amen. Satan has dissed us by stealing our courage and we drop what we're doing. How many times have you dropped what you were doing out of discouragement? How many times did the enemy tell you, you don't know what you're doing, you don't deserve that, you're not worth it? Amen? Discouragement, that's his job. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How can you forget that? Those aren't just words that you heard in Sunday school. That's God's truth. Greater is the one that's who's inside of you. Okay, so get rid of the discouragement. If God lives inside of you, you said you're a child of God, you love the Lord, the Holy Spirit's inside of you, God lives inside of you, you don't have time or room for discouragement, folks. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. 5, despair. To lose all hope or confidence. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36 says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for we have need of patience, there we go again, patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Confidence means boldness now, okay, not cockiness. Don't be cocky. God wants you to be bold. Amen. Recompense means promise. Patience is persistence. So don't let Satan diss you. Be persistent. 6, disillusioned. And I believe this is what's going on around the world today. Especially here in America, people are disillusioned. To be drawn away from someone or something that you have great interest in or was at one time thrilled about. Revelation tells us to come back to our first love, not the preacher, nor the teacher, but Jesus. You know, people say, oh, my preacher, that's my preacher. Yeah, that's my preacher. Huh? They won't let you say nothing about that preacher, but what about, oh, my Jesus? Don't love the preacher more than you love Jesus. Amen. The preacher is trying to get their life right with Jesus, trying to live holy every day. Amen. Look to your creator. Look to your savior. Number 7, disaccustomed. To make no longer habitual with. I know that sounds weird, but that's the sentence. To make no longer habitual with. Change what you're accustomed to. Change what you are used to. Amen? Everybody? People, a lot of people don't like doing something new, but God says in his word, I will do a new thing. God has new things for you every day. So, you know, pull up the roots and get ready, get ready, get ready for when God wants to use you. Amen. Number 8, discard. To get rid of as useless, to shed, scrap, junk, which implies the letting go of something that has become useless. Okay? Diss him. Don't let him diss you. Okay, it also suggests a consequent renewal of vitality, which will happen if you diss the devil and don't let the devil diss you. God will give you renewal of vitality. Amen. Jab or no jab. Okay, a shot's not going to stop you from having heavenly, godly, God-given vitality. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 17 says, faint not, but though our outward man perish, yes, we know that, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The outward man, because of sin, the first Adam that sinned until the second Adam came along, hallelujah, our bodies are going to pay a price. Our bodies cannot hold up like God intended for them to when he first created man. It's the inward man that is renewed day by day. Number 9, discharge. to release from confinement or custody. The act of reliving something that oppresses. Don't keep reliving something that oppresses you or depresses you. If he or she or it causes you contention, it causes your nerves to get bad, makes your health bad, let it go. Discharge it. Amen. Don't let the devil discharge you. Amen. Hallelujah. You discharge him. Hold on. Who was it that wrestled with the devil? Jacob wrestled with the angel. Jacob wrestled and said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Discomfit, number 10. To defeat in battle, overcome, embarrass. Look, I like that. Number 10, discomfit, y'all. To defeat in battle, overcome, embarrass. Don't let the devil embarrass you. You embarrass him in every way that you can. Bring the light into his darkness. Shine the light on that darkness and make it, the darkness will go away. Amen. King Jehoshaphat sent the praisers and the musicians and the dancers out to the front lines to magnify and praise God. And God said, the battle is his, but the victory is ours. They won the battle. Speaking of embarrassing, I remember a preacher, Jesse Duplantis, I believe it was, he was on an airplane. And this prostitute came up to him, and she was trying to talk sweet to him and everything. And she was saying things to him, didn't care whether he was married or not, didn't respect him, nothing. So he talked to her as nice as he could, but then he thought, this is a soul. And so what he did was the woman kept bothering him and badgering him. And so he stood up on a plane and said, whore of Babylon, whore of Babylon. He embarrassed her. She was trying to embarrass him, and God only knows, and maybe she had a camera or something with her and was trying to record him. We don't know. But that's what the enemy does. He records everything. He records your sins and takes them to God and shows God and says, look what your kid is doing. And you want to take up for him? You want to take up for her? Look at this. He is, like Revelation says, he's an accuser of the brethren. And Jesse didn't let that stuff go far. He stood up and said, whore of Babylon, whore of Babylon. And all the other guys were sitting around like, He wasn't trying to figure out how he was going to handle her. And when he got up and said, whore of Babylon, that girl split. She was gone. He embarrassed her. And she never bothered him again. He said that was one of the most comfortable flights. You know, embarrass the devil. And stop letting the devil embarrass you. Amen. Hallelujah. 11. Discombobulate. Amen. Discombobulate. To upset or confuse. Don't let him discombobulate you. Discombobulate him. Upset him. Who cares? Make him confused. Who cares? The blood of Jesus does it all for us. Isaiah 10:27, the anointing removes the burden and destroys the yoke, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise. I thank God for that. His blood, the anointing, destroys any yoke that the enemy tries to bring upon you and your children and your household, your family, your finances, your health. Hallelujah. When you feel this disc coming on, sing songs. I didn't ask if you could sing or carry a tune. Amen. Sing songs, hymns, and praises to the Most High God. Satan hates it, and he will flee from you. Guaranteed. Amen. It would behoove him to flee because you're going to continue to praise the Jesus that he hates and is jealous of. Psalm 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. Romans 7:22 says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Amen. And I'm going to wrap this up a little bit. To take pleasure. Take pleasure in God, y'all. Take pleasure in the relationship that you have with God. and let everybody know that you love him. Don't ever be ashamed of him. Amen. He brags on us like he bragged on Job. And what would it look like if we were ashamed of him? What would it look like if parents were ashamed of their children or children were ashamed of their parents? That's not godly. That's not holy. Amen. In his presence is fullness of joy. Take your satisfaction and enjoy it. Study to show yourself approved. The book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but meditate day and night on it, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. John 15:7 says, abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Be obedient. Amen. Love with an agape love. Agape love. Not a physical love, an agape love. A godly kind of love. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. Okay, a lot of people just read right on over that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hope looks to the future. Amen? Hallelujah. Faith receives now. Amen. By allowing this to happen in your life, you will diss the devil indeed. You will disaccustom, amen, make no longer habitual with. Remember that sentence? Amen. Hallelujah. Discomfit, defeat him in battle, embarrass him, discombobulate him, confuse and upset him. Amen. Confuse and upset him. Live your life. Be who God wants you to be. And as soon as the devil thinks that, oh, she's getting a little loose. Oh, he's getting a little loose. And he thinks he can step on in. That's when you put your hand up. You say, stop in the name of Jesus. Not today, devil. I'm going to be me. Don't play on my emotions. Don't play in my life. I didn't ask you for your opinion. The blood of Jesus is against you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Discombobulate him, confuse and upset him. The best part of this is there's not anything that he can do about it. Nothing. Jesus got reign over everything and everybody. He's sitting in the throne in the third heaven by the Father, and the Holy Spirit is in us. Amen. Where's your throne? Amen. Jesus defeated him, and we get to remind him about it every single morning, every single afternoon, every single night. You remind him to stay in his place, and his place is not in your place. Stay in his own lane. Stay in his own lane and leave you alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil embarrass you, embarrass him. Amen. Dissing the way he intended to diss you. He don't like you. He doesn't like you. He don't even know what love is. If he knew what love was, he wouldn't have did God the way he did. He wouldn't have ended up in a situation that he's in now. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anybody who's tired of feeling dissed by the devil? Do you feel a need to come to the altar and give yourself to Jesus? And get on the winning side. If you feel a tug in your heart right now and you're tired of living the way you've been living, you're tired of losing, you just don't want to do it anymore, you know there's something better. I'm offering it to you right now to have a relationship with Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All you have to do to be saved is just repeat after me and say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me to save me from sin, hell, and death. And you were buried and rose 3 days just for me. And I thank you for that. Nobody else would do that for me but you. I accept you as my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And for all those that just repeated that, God bless you. Okay, the only other thing you have to do now is to learn of him. Get a Bible, find a good church. I don't care if a physical church, brick and mortar, or online, and start studying of him. Study, study, study. Don't take one man's word for it. Just keep studying and use different. You could, I use Strong's Concordance. I use dictionaries. And just look things up and study it. Amen. And God will begin to talk back to you. I tell people, pray to the Lord and talk to the Lord until you hear him talk back to you, not necessarily with your ear, but you can hear him in your heart, or he'll begin to show you in different avenues, different ways, online or on a TV or whatever, the radio, and people talking to you, a neighbor, and sometimes even a little kid out of the mouths of babes, the Bible says, doesn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Congratulations and welcome to the family of God. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude 24 says, and I'll end with this. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And don't diss this message, y'all. And don't diss the messenger. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Go enjoy your day. Get something nice and warm to eat or drink. And praise the Lord every chance you get. Amen. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. God bless.